You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hola.
Good morning, Misum. Misum.
Hello, hello there, over the ocean. How are things in Canada?
I would say it's the eye before the storm.
Yes,
the way we love to copy Europe, because Canada is a country that pretends they're European, but they want to be American. They want everything American, but they think they're Europeans. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're very schizo country.
Yeah. You know.
Good morning, Benoit.
Oh, hello, Benoit.
Hi, how are you doing?
So now we are here before Marcus comes, huh? I think actually that's not really okay, because we said we are talking 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Marcus later, but I just wanted to know,
sure.
Marcus doesn't like Discord. Where are we meeting?
We are meeting here, I think. He didn't say to me anything else. He just wrote me that you are d'accord with meeting at, not 3 o'clock was my proposition, 4 o'clock afternoon, EST.
That's better.
I think, it 4 o'clock, but he didn't specify if it will be Discord or something else, so I guess it is Discord, because everything is here. But if it is otherwise, you let me know. But let me tell you something, guys, because I'm really intrigued of this information, which is the public information, of course. But nobody's talking about it, and I'm so suspicious about why this is. Germany declared a second lockdown starting on 3rd of November.
We talked about it just the other day with Ab, the lockdown in France and Germany. And
France
is worth mentioning that you are in Switzerland currently.
Yeah.
The Geneva area might be in lockdown. The announce is due to an hour from now.
Yes,
so we will see what
right
is about
now.
To be announced.
Yes, I'm in Bern right now, and I'm following it. I saw that about Geneva.
And the UK. Did you mention the UK as well?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So, first of all, Germany declares last Thursday that, what was the date? 29th of October, they declare a lockdown starting 3rd of November. Then, Greece.
Wow.
Let me tell you, Greece declares a lockdown. They declare it yesterday, that's the 31st of October. They declare it starting 3rd of November. Then
so why are they all synchronizing it with the U.S. election?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. That's very, very, very intriguing. The U.K. declares yesterday, I believe, a lockdown starting 3rd of November, and Portugal the same. And the other European already.
You're right. You're right. I never heard that part. You're right. You're right.
They are all synchronizing for the American elections.
Yes,
so
something is going to
happen on the 3rd.
Yes, and also, it is worth mentioning that in France, the lockdown is accompanied by a series of terrorist events. Fake terrorist events, of course,
yes.
To kind of reinforce the sentiment of weakness and fear in the population. So at least in France, I don't know for other countries, but at least in France, they are using the
We had one in Quebec. I listened to the fake media this morning. We had one in Quebec City.
Yeah.
Allegedly, a guy dressed up for Halloween went slashing people on the National Capital region. They call it National Capital because Quebec
considers their provincial capital a nation.
Yeah.
So they call theirs the national capital, which is not Canada's national capital. There's such a bunch of you know what.
And
the story was full of we don't know who he was, we don't know who he got, we don't know anything. That's basically the story. We know nothing.
Yeah. But,
great story.
There is a thing. It's not only about intensifying fear. It's also, and I think mostly so, it's about legitimizing police force and police interventions, because there are riots in Italy since 2 weeks, and they are becoming more populous with more people. There are riots also in Barcelona and other Spanish cities. And in Germany there are not riots but peaceful demonstrations in more than 45 cities.
Yeah, the Germans had some of the biggest demos, didn't they? The Germans are really...
Yes, and they are very peaceful and legit, and they do the stuff, you know, with the judicial authorities trying to declare the lockdown as illegitimate or unlawful.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a mayor in France. I think the city is Angers, and the guy took it upon himself to keep the city center alive by allowing shops to remain open, even though they are supposed to be in curfew and closed.
Yeah. And today, for the first time, I read in the Swiss newspapers, this bigger one, Tagesanzeiger, New, NZZ, the Zurich, they're all, you know, the government, let's say, media. They were talking about the fat pole, you know what that is, Benoit? That's the... I don't know the name in
federal
French.
Federal police.
The federal police published today an assessment about allegedly violent sentiments of corona critics against the authorities. And it's really crazy because in Switzerland we had some small, let's say demonstrations, but not more than 50 people or 100. That's not even, it was not even illegal. So it's
demonize the enemy. Yeah, that's a demoralization tactic.
But let's bring some hypotheses what's going on and what's going to happen.
Well, I hope nothing happens on November 3rd. That's my prediction.
Okay. Do you think that Trump is going to stay in office?
Well,
I think so.
If they really count the ballots properly, You know, I heard a beautiful woman, Yolande Clark Norris, who allegedly was harassed out of her home in Canada, and she's sitting somewhere in the warm area somewhere, she won't say. But I think it was her that said that it's always the fear of what will happen that is more dangerous than what does happen. So all this chat about we're all going to die, the world's going to end, that is actually far more deleterious to your system than the actual whatever happens.
You used an ancient Greek word, deleterious.
Oh, you noticed it, eh?
Of course, it's poisonous, it means. Is it really used in English? Deleterious?
Well, listen, I've always liked to use words that are probably more complicated than I even understand. But because we live in a stupid culture, I would never use that word in normal conversation, because I don't talk to educated people like you and Benoit.
Yeah,
you people are intelligent and educated. And I love to use words that have meaning around smart people. So that's why I use them here.
But I understand what you said about this woman, and I agree.
The word exists in French. It's a bit different, but
yeah.
Luckily for me, I did have the chance to know that. So And thank you for calling me educated. That's probably the first time in my life someone said that. So thank you for that.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
Yeah.
Well, Benoit, even though we are at different ends of the world and we went through different things, I consider you one of the most intelligent people around here.
Thank you very much. So, also yesterday I did go out because I wanted to eat in a restaurant while it's still possible. But the thing is that everything is closed at 11 p.m. So the city center is almost dead. None of those businesses are making any money. The only business that managed to stay open are the cigarette shop that will sell you Coca-Cola, cigarettes, and all those type of things.
But
the city center is dying, and that's terrible. That's really terrible.
I would like to make another announcement.
That's an horrible situation, but I really hope that if Mizom is correct, something will start to be more relaxed after the 3rd of November because...
I think we're going the other way. Sorry.
The other way is what?
I think that it's going to be the same shit until March, April. It will be a bit relaxed for the summer and then...
Guys, you're not paying attention.
...up again in maybe next September.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're not paying attention to other stuff. You pay only attention to the corona discourse. But there is many things are happening around which are very important for what is going
but
to...
But for us, for example...
Well, go ahead, Mister.
Yeah, but first I want to make a confession. Me, myself, and Benoit, we met in real life, and I wanted to tell this now because I want him to be here and you to be here, so that you know that we have met in real life at the Europa.
Hold on, you said three people: me, myself, and Benoit. Is there more? Is there two Misms?
No, I mean me because it's a small word. I declared it's me. It means myself. Two persons.
Okay, you had me worried there. You had me worried that you're. Okay, go ahead. You had a meeting, yeah.
We had a meeting. It's a while now. It's 2 months ago, and I asked him not to tell anyone because it is really stupid, actually, but I didn't like to have a secret, Benoit, it's okay for you.
I guess you didn't ask Benoit if it was okay, huh?
Well,
I was out of the room because I had to log out and log back because I wasn't hearing any of you, so...
The last minute,
I didn't have the chance to hear it.
Yeah,
Miss M just revealed to the audience that you two met in a hotel room.
No, not in a hotel room.
Passionate love.
Bastard! Not in a hotel room.
I will neither confirm or inform that allegation.
No.
She just admitted it. Well, you weren't there.
Like I said, I wasn't there to hear it, but I will not inform or confirm those allegations.
Okay.
All right.
We did not meet in a hotel room. We met at Europaplatz, and I asked Benoit not to speak about it because I thought it was stupid, but now I think it's stupid.
There isn't much I could say about it. What is about to be interesting about that situation is that Switzerland was hit with way less hard measure than any other European country, at least that I know of. So maybe Sweden was less hard, but this time I figure that we are going to be on par with the other European countries. So that will be interesting for me on a personal level, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. M, what are you going to reveal, though? You said you have something to reveal.
Nothing. I asked Benoit not to speak about it, and I regretted it because it is stupid, you know, to keep such thing.
But why are you revealing it now? Just because?
Because
you want
we are
to
here
all
three. It's just a coincidence.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, just a coincidence. I can confirm that Benoit is a very smart guy, but he's unfortunately a little too young for me.
Well, I don't think you're too old for him, though.
Yes,
I'm sure not.
No, let's go back to the real topic. You know, guys, what things are happening in the petroleum is waiting. The petroleum is not transferred because there is no need for petroleum at the moment. Just today, I received through the YouTube of MMR, that's a German guy who is now vacationing there in Oman, and he was telling us that the ships are just waiting. They cannot transfer the petroleum. That's one interesting info. Second interesting info, a big Greek bank called Trapeza Piraeus Bank, was just yesterday decided, decided to be bought up by the government. So we have
nationalized.
This bank is bankrupt and it has to be nationalized in order to be saved. That's one of the aspects. The other aspect is the attack on the euro. The euro is losing its all this stuff, you know, and I think it has mostly to do with the introduction of the digital currencies on the 3rd of November or 4th or something like that.
Oh, you think the digital currency, the digital euro is ready to go?
Lagarde said 2 weeks ago that they are running tests.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's ready to go.
Maybe, you know, in fact, it is already digital because all these sums that they are allegedly printing, they do not really print them because they just are transferred as numbers into some accounts, into some...
I know that, but that's all. If they didn't do it by digital, then they did it by hand. I don't think there's any great significance there. I think the significance is that they're going to reset all the money. Now, what does that mean for debt? What does that mean for assets? When they redo a currency, you basically exchange what you have for a new currency, even if it's just on paper, even if it's just on a computer. That's the real story. So don't confuse the idea that it's digital on the computer instead of being transcribed by hand on a ledger. So if they're going to, say, exchange whatever, 1 euro for 0.1 euro or new euro, that's the significance. So are they going to devalue the money? Are they going to officially devalue the money? Because when they dump millions or trillions of euros into the market, to me, that's an unofficial devaluation that you can't really sense right away. But if they just go ahead and say, listen, everyone's euros are worth 10% now, and that's the reset, then maybe that's how I don't know. I'm not a banker, but I also think that, I think that the digital currency, I think the problem is for them. I think if I'm to believe the dollar vigilante, and by the way, I just bought two of his books, one for me, one for my father-in-law. And he's been like everyone else, he's been calling doom and gloom for years. But anyway, he gave me a clue, and that is that we are now at a point in 2020 where we have the technology to create our own currencies. You, me, a country, a village, whatever. So if we can keep a secure digital currency going, we don't need a central bank. We don't even need a country's central bank. We could create our own digital economy, a currency, in our own neighborhood.
That won't happen.
I know.
That won't happen because, first of all, it is too elitist. Not anyone can participate in it. And some guys
are going to control it. That's not true. Listen, I have most of the trade people I work with work for cash anyway, which I don't really like because, in a sense, why should I pay taxes on my money? And why should I pay cash to you? You don't report it, so you're not paying any tax. So why do I have to pay tax and you don't? And that's an inequity that I always bothered me, because people say, oh, if you pay cash, it's less. Okay, but are you using the same services that the government, so-called government, provides with my taxes and you're not paying? So I don't like that. So if we're going to go back to that, then I'll just pay, why can't I pay you in a Bitcoin? Because as long as I have a Bitcoin and you take a Bitcoin and you can use a Bitcoin, then what's the problem? Because if you want to hide your money from the government, then why are you even bothering with cash? Why don't you use something else? So I think it could catch on real fast. I even told a couple people I deal with, I said, go get a Bitcoin wallet and I'll pay you in Bitcoins. And you'll thank me one day.
Yes, but it won't happen, you know. Go.
What are you talking about? PayPal is already about to accept Bitcoin. So that is a major blow to any currency. It really is. It's a big deal.
The idea behind it is that you are going to get a digital wallet, and everyone is going to have a digital wallet, which will be controlled by the IMF. That's the idea.
I already have a digital wallet. It's called a Bitcoin wallet.
You can controlled by the IMF.
That's right, because I don't want to be part of their system.
Yes, to come back to what you were saying earlier about changing the currency and everything, there is an historical example that is not too far from us, and that is the change from the different European currencies to euros. That was
a massive change
that was taking place in different countries with different political systems. And as far as I know, because I was quite young at the time, but it went quite smoothly. Nothing really bad happened, except for the fact, the only thing I did notice was that our power of purchase, us Swiss people in France, was definitely lower when they switched to euros. But that was about it.
I think that history has shown us that if there is going to be a major change in the finance of a country, they have to close the borders, they have to keep the people inside in order not to allow them to react to anything, and they have to keep it for some days in order to roll out the new stuff, whatever it will be. In my hypothesis, it is about this, the whole lockdown on 3rd of November, that something is going to change, they're going to change some parameters in whatever kind, I don't know. I don't think it will be the free Bitcoin controlled by nobody. I think it will be exactly that they are trying to react to, because nobody of the big players wants a currency that is not controlled by a central system. That's my hypothesis.
Yes, and I also think that it will be difficult to make some big exchange on Bitcoin. I think that at a certain level, you have to have someone that is keeping the money or giving some kind of guarantee. So I think that maybe at that point, the state might be able to intervene and to, if not control everything about the market, at least intervene on that point, that under a certain amount of Bitcoin, they can guarantee the transaction and everything. And then each and every businessman will have to register to save country, give them a view of their assets and accounts and everything like that.
Yeah, but that's exactly the question, Benoit. Who is the sovereign to decide upon which changes? You know, because the international banking system is actually upon the national authorities. You know, all this story, they can decide things that are not legitimized by any parliament, neither in Germany, nor in France, nor in the States. So they are supranational in a way. So if now there's going to be a change, I think the question is, will it be from down, or will it be from even higher up, from the IMF? The power play is between the IMF and the second level, let's say, which is the banking system. We know that. We know that because it is BlackRock that controls most of the assets on the world. And it is, if they say we are doing this, it is possible to do it. With whom are they working at the moment? That's the question. But the state sovereignty is under scrutiny at the moment. And the so-called patriots or nationalists or whatever you want to call those people who actually believe that a supranational authority would be not so positive, so we don't have other choice than to stay back and stay to the older system, which is the national authority. I think this would be a good intermediate solution, but it is not, it doesn't look like it will be this kind of change. If you watch the major players at the moment, UK, Germany, Italy, three of the most powerful economies worldwide, do not have any say in the decisions that are being done in regards to the exceptional state of things, which is allegedly coronavirus, but it's in reality it's economic and financial crisis.
As I see it, the main thing that will happen, I think, in my opinion, is that the private banking system will take over the IMF and have direct access to the resources of the country, financial or natural.
That's the question.
I think so. I think that's what we are going to see in the future.
Yeah. And to be even more specific, the IMF was never a parliamentarily, democratically elected corpus on the international political platform. It was always, it's like the WHO, it was always semi-democratic, but in the end it was bought by Bill Gates. He owns 65% of the finances of the WHO. He owns the WHO, that's what I'm saying. And somebody owns the IMF. And they are...
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, the elite. You know, the gangs at the top, they control all this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even think they get along with each other.
They don't.
That's my theory.
It's like, it's your job. You don't get along with everyone.
There are also other competing elements. For example, the question are the power players at the moment, that means the finance controllers and the banking controllers, etc., are they trying to save the system as it is? That means, are they trying to save the continuation of this fiat money system?
No.
I think that's
the whole point. I think it's broken. I think it's gone as far as it could. They can't put any more band-aids on it. That's what a reset is. You know how a computer, even with my computer, I hate to reset the computer because I lose everything. I got to start over.
Yeah,
a hard reset. A hard reset is when you have to install everything back. Never mind, press the reset button.
Yeah.
But if you have to clean your hard drive and rebuild it, of course it doesn't take that long, but it takes 10 times longer than just resetting the button. So I think that's really what they're doing here. They want all these businesses to go away. They want them to fail.
Okay.
That is, there's no doubt. They're just playing with them right now, like a cat plays with a mouse. They will kill all these businesses.
Yeah, okay, but let me ask you something. You say the fiat currency is dead. That's true. We know that at least since 2008, the fiat currency is dead. The system is broke, and it is a matter of time only. So it's going to change. What will be? Will be the new currency backed up by gold? What are the options?
No. I think that I don't know for sure if blockchain technology is Hold on. Speaking of money...
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream,
I have a plan. Yes, and Mizum, you'll be happy to know. And Mizum, you are a great benefactor of the blog. I thank you. But we also accept Bitcoin here at the Fakeologist Radio Network.
I don't know this technology. I'm too old for that.
You're not too old for that. Don't say that. You're not too old for it. If you're on Discord, if you're here, you're using technology. It's not hard to do.
Yeah. Okay.
And
maybe in the future.
One reason why a central banker might not like Bitcoin in its current version is you cannot just add trillions of bitcoins into the system. So in that way, they hold their value.
But Bitcoin will also have to be backed up by some natural resource, be that gold or silver or platinum or uranium or whatever.
It's not now. Why will it have to if it's not now?
Because otherwise it's unlimited. You cannot have something unlimited because you have inflation, unlimited inflation. You have to control
the
price. That's the problem with currency.
It is. You can only mine it a certain way. I don't exactly know how it works, but you cannot just throw unlimited bitcoins in like they do with the fiat currencies now. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the power of it. And like I just said, you know, if we could all have this technology in local areas, just like we could have energy in local areas, we could have media in local areas, we can really cause a disruption to somebody who's sitting in Geneva who wants to control all the money in the entire world. Because without the control of the central banks, you need an army to control people. And that's a lot more expensive, it's a lot more dangerous, and it's a lot more... It's a lot harder to control an army.
Yes,
but for the Bitcoin, the thing I want to say is that it's easy to manipulate in the sense that there is only a finite amount of Bitcoin on the market at any moment. So if someone were to be holding a massive amount of Bitcoin and be willing to want them, to sell them at a lower price, it will drive its value down and there will be no government entity to try to fight back that, you know, to fight that.
Bitcoin has another very, very big disadvantage, which is it depends on the internet. And who controls the internet? Who is able to shut down Twitter and Discord and whatever?
Those are websites. Twitter is not the internet. Facebook is not the internet. You got to get that out of your head.
Is it possible to shut down the internet?
No. It's like Bitcoin. It's designed to be resilient. No, you can't shut down the internet. That's how it was designed. It's a worldwide web. That means that if you break a piece of the web, the whole web doesn't fall to the ground. You know what a spider web looks like.
Okay.
No. What happens is if you poke a hole in the web, it can reroute around the hole, and the spider goes over at the end of the night or whenever he feels like it, and he'll go over and see what happened. He'll see if someone landed in there. He'll see, the wind blew it apart, and he'll rebuild it within 5 minutes. I watch spiders on my security cameras all the time. It's fascinating because they block my cameras, and I watch them work all the time. It's amazing. I used to feed spiders with ants. I'm sure every young boy did that. And you know what? A spider would never eat a dead ant. He doesn't want a dead ant. It has to be alive before he'll go over there and wiggle the net.
Yeah.
So, there's a spider story for you.
So you are optimistic about the Bitcoin.
Listen, I think the main thing is they want us to become addicted to their fiat currency. That's why they're giving it out in wheelbarrows all over the world. Even in the United States, I've heard they are trying to pour $20 trillion into the United States right now. That is why all these businesses and counties are going along with it. And I'll give you an example that Marcus really told the story that was revealing about this restaurant that fought the governor orders to open. The real story is this. They opened up, and the governor said to them, there was about two or three restaurants, he said, that they were getting together, saying, no, we're opening. And the governor said, listen, and he said it to the people, we're not going to get the financial money from the federal government in our county, in your county, because you guys are violating the rules. We want to become a mask society. We want the mask religion. And you guys are screwing it all up. Don't you understand? So he told the whole county, we're going to put you under red alert or stage four or whatever it is, because these three restaurants are screwing it up. Now we're not going to get the billions or hundreds of millions in our county, thanks to you guys. And that's the weapon. That's the weapon. So we're talking trillions of dollars. These are numbers that are not understandable.
The Fed tripled the dollar assets in the last 7 months, from 30 trillion to 70 trillion or something, or from 20 to 70, something like that. It, you know, it doesn't have an end. You can put many zeros after the numbers, but it doesn't have any effect.
Every time they do that, our portfolios, our pay, all gets devalued, and you don't even know it.
We know it. We can see it because there are no safe havens for the assets. And so the prices of
in Toronto it goes into real estate.
Yes, like here. That's what I'm saying. It's going into housing, into the prices of ground and of buildings.
Right, because they can't make more ground.
Exactly. But you know, I agree that the main, if we want to diagnose, what is the main dialectic of this historic moment where we are living in, and I agree with you, in my words I will tell it, first of all, it is about the question, who is the sovereign to create currency? You know, in all the Western legal papers and legal constitutions and etc., there is no word about who is creating the currency, which is measuring worth of work and wealth and expenses and prices, etc. This is not regulated in the Western societies. I don't talk about China because I have no idea about China. But it is not regulated. So the question in this historical moment
China's in the West. China's a Western country.
Yes, I agree, actually. And it is even worse than the West. It is
what they want. That's where they want the West to go. It's a technocratic dictatorship.
Exactly.
It's where they want it to go.
Exactly. So, I repeat, the main question is who is the sovereign, who has the sovereignty to create currency? And if it would be, for example, what you are proposing, if it would be Bitcoin or some other blockchain technology, it would be more democratic, that's what you're saying, because the sovereign to create currency is mathematics. It's also a limited entity, and it is limited per nature, and it is accessible theoretically to everyone. It is not the IMF, it is not the German government, it is not the BlackRock or Vanguard, it is not the Frankfurt market or the Dow Jones or whatever. It is more democratic, and I think it's right, but I'm not so sure that this will be very very successful. You know, if we read the signs that we have through this pseudo pandemic with the corona, we see that they are rolling out all the powers that they have in order to keep the system as it is and to save it for the next 10 years again with fiat and more fiat and helicopter money and digital wallets for everyone and whatever. That's what we see. We see that it will be a fight in order to install something else.
Yes. And I'm not saying that Bitcoin is the be all and end all, because I think I heard there's 7,000 different cryptocurrencies and they all have different features and functions and security. And we know that any human system gets corrupted. It's not a panacea. It's not the answer to end all answers. It's just another way to conduct business, because let's be honest, if I want to pay my neighbor for a service, if I give him an old tire or a cow, that's not convenient. We need a method of exchange. Now, we could just go to the barter system where we don't really need a currency. We could just say, okay, I gave you this service, you owe me whatever adds up to that service, whatever it is. So that's another way of doing it. It's not really a currency, but it's less liquid. So it's less transferable. It's just less everything. It's less convenient. So we just need a way to exchange goods and services, mainly to survive as a unit, unless we all...
So you would need communist currencies.
Yeah, well, you could, yeah. There's so many ways to do it. We can go so many directions. We could all join a commune where we know communism doesn't work because there's too many people that don't want to work, and it ends up being two people that do everything. That's the same in everything. It's always that way. And then the people that do the work get mad that, why am I doing all the work? Like, look at me. I'm an essential worker, quote unquote. Yeah. I work 7 days a week, where my neighbor might be receiving less money than I'm making, but he's sitting around doing nothing. Now, how long is that going to work that I feed him every day and break my back? That's not going to last very long. Because I'm going to say, listen, I don't want to work. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to waste. That's why communism never will work. Never.
I think that's not one of the reasons why communism doesn't work, actually, but I agree that it doesn't work and it is not desirable. But your essential work is also under attack because of automation. In 20 years, there will be no necessity for drivers up. Everything will drive up automatically.
Well, that's fine. I'll be retired anyway in Mexico or Cuba or wherever there's a warm...
benefits as everyone who is not needed anymore.
Listen, if they want to phase me out and give me a demise pill, if I'm really achy and painy, I might just take it. But if you just give me a fruit tree in a warm place, I probably don't need much else to survive.
No, you know, I'm saying just that the tendency, it's not only about the currency, it's also about the production, because the currency is needed because we exchange goods, because we work, we produce services and stuff, and we need the stuff to live, and the services also, but also the production is changing massively because of automation, because of robots and AI.
I agree, and that's why we probably don't need as many people. But, you know, that usually takes care of itself. In the Western world, people don't reproduce once they're here.
Yeah.
They just don't. They're smart enough to realize, or they're narcissistic, or they're lazy, or whatever the reason is, they don't reproduce.
Yeah.
So that's another way they prop up the system. If the system keeps on growing with younger people, especially by immigration, then it's just pushing the ball down the road and delaying the inevitable. And that's what they're doing here. The guy our dummy minister just announced that they're going to up the immigration by 50% in the next 3 years here. So they're just kicking the can down the road.
Yeah.
And by the way,
I guess
in an area where I work, some white Twitter account just mentioned in an area that I work and pass through, the visible minority percentage is 90%, 90.
Wow.
So if that is not, you know, we don't have to worry about being replaced in the future. We already are. And it's kind of funny because I'm a white guy and where I work, people look at me like I'm a polar bear. Especially some of the newer people that come by, they think, what a strange sight, an old white guy. It's really bizarre. I think they want to come up and just touch me to see if I'm a real person. It's amazing. I'm not really threatened by it, but I'm, in a way, I'm depressed for, because I know the old system. They don't, but I do. And I'm just depressed for how we got here. That kind of disturbs me.
Yeah, but it is, you know, this is, you can call it also historical coincidence, because for some centuries now the white people were the bosses of the planet, and later it won't be, maybe. We don't know that, but I don't see there any, you know, things change.
Yes.
Ways don't find their way to raise their babies anymore, because frequencies are disturbed in the oceans. These are things that you don't have any power upon, but you can have power.
I know I don't have any power. I know, I agree.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I will send you a video from Spain yesterday, Madrid. It shows the situation there.
Which is terrible, because Spain was semi-open during the summer for gathering as much revenue from tourism as possible, but that wasn't enough, and if they have to endure another series of lockdown, the Spanish economy is not strong enough to sustain that.
Yeah. That's yesterday evening. These are the scenes also in Italy, in multiple cities, and in France also. More than 80 cities had yesterday demonstrations against the lockdowns and the whole situation. Yeah, I don't know. So you guys think it's a coincidence that the lockdowns are starting on the 3rd of November in Europe?
Not really.
No,
not
I
really,
don't.
But
I don't. We
I
don't.
Think
I don't think most of us believe
important.
In coincidence.
So it is coordinated. That means it is coordinated.
Where are all those noises? Where are you, Mizum? That I hear a lot of emergency vehicles. Are you in the middle of the road?
No, I am copying a link from YouTube from Firenze, Italia, and I put it also in the show notes.
Oh.
I put. And it was, that's the sound you are listening to.
Okay.
I hope it sounds good.
I think your mic is hitting something, because there's a lot of scraping noises.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
I definitely hear that.
Yeah, that's Firenze. Yesterday evening. Firenze in Italy. Where's Simon Schack? Does he have any news? What's going on in Rome?
That's an excellent question.
I know, I wish he would check in. He's very quiet.
Yes, but the word on the street was that he had an email address and he was keen to respond on that specific address. So it's not like it's not possible to reach him.
Okay.
How can he lose an email address?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Sean from California. You listen to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I got his phone number. Maybe I should call him.
Why not? That's a great idea.
Why not? I'd love to hear from him.
Here is Roma.
How far of a drive is it from you guys to Rome?
9 hours, I think, for me.
For me, like 7 or 8 with a train, but I'm not going to go to Italy now.
I'm waiting for a better weather, but as soon as the weather is correct enough and pending that I am able to contact, I have some kind of understanding with him, I might travel to Italy when it's possible.
That would be great.
Burn first.
Of course. But Bern is easier to get to be honest. It's like less than 3 hours with a bike, not even using the highway.
Yeah.
Are you asking Benoit to visit you again? Is that what you said?
Yeah, if he goes to Italy, he can come to Bern to have a coffee with me again.
Of course.
It was a very funny scene, remember Benoit? We meet at the Europe place near my house, where there is also a train station which comes from Geneva, and we meet there, and I recognize him by his age, actually, and his visuals, because I thought, okay, he looks like a French-speaking guy. And I call him, and it's Benoit, then we sit down, and on the table I have bought some coffee from the supermarket in order to have it, you know, takeaway. And we sit down, and the first thing we do is we take out our identity cards.
Really?
Identity cards. And afterwards I said, we are really funny, you know. If we were agents, we would have a decent identity card.
Anyway, yes, that's true.
We were just stupid. Okay.
No, I think that it's normal. You know who I am, I know who you are, and it's logical. It's like the real reason why people were shaking hands in the beginning, to show that you don't carry any weapon on your right hand.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't check for weapons. Next time.
You guys should have had a code word that you agreed upon before. Or a phrase.
Yeah, but what would it help to avoid or to recognize?
Well, that would have just made sure. That would have made sure you got the right person.
No, the right person, you can recognize it by the voice, I think.
Yes, I think so.
So I recognized immediately that this is, and also the knowledge of the material, you know. It's like in the judicial sector. If you know the dossier, it means you are involved in the dossier in some way. It has the status of, evidence. It has the status of evidence. I am sure that the guy I met was Benoit. I'm not sure what the whereabouts of Benoit are, and he cannot be sure about mine, that's true, because we didn't live together for 10 years or something. But I have no doubt that this is Benoit I'm talking to.
If it's not Benoit, it's close enough.
It must be his brother.
Yes, and to fake the accent. For me, to fake the accent will be a performance, but to find someone else to do exactly the same, it will be another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's the real accent of Benoit. Yeah, that's true. No, anyway.
There's only one Benoit, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, what is now the situation? This goes for up mostly. There is much discussion about the elections in the States. Of course, it is important for all of us because we live under this empire or in this empire. What is your feeling up? Is Trump going to stay in office or is he going to lose?
Well, the way it's being portrayed in the media, because we can only go by the media, unfortunately. It's the only thing we have. The way it's portrayed in the media, it's going to be a Trump landslide. Now,
what
if it's
means
a Trump landslide,
landslide
just means that everyone is voting for Trump.
As in,
it's going to be an overwhelming Trump majority.
Okay.
That's how I see it perceived. But so how would you, so then if you don't believe that that's true, and if you believe they're going to try and manufacture a conflict, because like I said, the coronavirus hoax is to reconstitute the United States. That's its purpose. They want to blow up the United States Constitution.
Oh.
They want the people to demand it. Because the United States, as a country, is not compatible with the New World Order. It's like oil and water.
Yes.
It's not going to work. There's too many freedoms that are guaranteed by the Constitution that are not compatible with an authoritarian dictatorship.
May I say something just for a moment, just in a parenthesis? And contrary to the Germans, the Americans have guns. The Germans don't have any guns anymore. They took them away after the Second World War. The Americans are to defend themselves. That's the difference, you know. That's a real big difference.
Well, it's a difference between Americans and most countries, not just Germany.
Of course. Yes, I just took Germany because I am emotionally, you know, a little bit closer to Germany than to the United Kingdom or something, or France. So you're thinking that it's going to, for example, break down the states to smaller parts?
No, they want to integrate it with North America. If you look at America 2050, you have to ask yourself, how are you going to get to America 2050 the way things are now? That's the logical question. If this is what you guys want, then how are you going to get there? I've been saying this for years. So how are you going to erase the border? And the main thing is, Canada's already a United Nations 2030 country. We're fully on board. We don't have a national identity anymore. We never probably really had one. Well, we were French and English for a long time, but that's long since gone, as I just mentioned, with the demographics of where I live particularly. And so Canada is a more of a model United Nations country, and therefore they're going to integrate America into Canada. Not the other way around. You would expect it to be the other way around, but it's no. It's that way. So they have to disintegrate their constitution, which
Would this be, let's say, a step back in history by joining again to the British Empire, to the Crown, under the lead of the British Illuminati?
No, I think countries are obviously disappearing very quickly, and it's just going to be a centralized world control, and the new world, I still sort of buy into this whole Zionist idea that the new world order is going to be, the religion is going to be in Jerusalem, the Pope is going to move to Jerusalem. I mean, this Pope has already been declared a traitor by at least a couple of archbishops. They see what he's doing. He's a Jesuit deceiver. They know he is not a real man representing Catholics around the world.
Yeah.
And so he's fully on board. And you got to get the hearts and minds on board. And if we all switch to this new mask religion, then he wants to lead it. He's already been walking around with a mask all over the place. So I still think that has something to do with it. All these things are just moving so quickly that I really think, so therefore with the presidential election, so if they put Biden in, that old grandfatherly dementia man, I want to say something, if they put him in, and by the way, there's two things to note right now.
Yeah.
Number one, Kamala, whatever she is, whatever he is,
Kamala Harris.
They've made that person silent in the last week because she's a liability right now. And I don't think she's going to have anything to do with any future government. Do you know who Biden is going around with in this last few days touring the country?
Tell me.
Barry Sotero, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama is doing all the talking right now. He's doing public relations. Hey, watch this video about Biden. It is really fantastic. Trunalimunumaprurure. Biden invents new word by Kininigan. That's the guy on YouTube who is doing funny stuff.
Okay, but listen.
Yeah.
I just thought about this morning. What if they're going to bring back Barack Obama? I can see that happening easily. Because you cannot... I don't know. I'm pretty sure that you're allowed to skip a term to become president again. So they could bring him back.
Constitutionally,
and,
is it possible?
I think so, because he's missed. You can't have three consecutive terms, but you could have, I think you can have two terms and then skip one and then come back. But I have a funny feeling they're setting us up for him coming back.
Yeah.
They'll just put him in, because they'll just give Biden a stroke. He'll stroke out the first week, and then they'll put Barack back in there. And Barack, of course, is fully signed on, and you know, there could be a United States civil war, because if there isn't a civil war, then America has been neutered, basically.
But let me ask you something, because this discussion about a possible civil war in the States is very strong on the internet, in the alternative scene. And I'm just not seeing what is then the dialectic, who is against whom, because, you know, the people who vote for Trump, they do not vote for the Republicans. They just vote for Trump because he's such an extraordinary... You know, he's a billionaire, he's a guy who tries to do his thing, you know, he has this image. He's not
he's an outsider. And by the way, I think he plays a billionaire. I don't think he is one.
Maybe.
He plays a billionaire on TV. No.
I don't even know, but what I'm saying is, I don't see, you know, in order to have a civil war, Greece had a civil war after the Second World War, between the Western and the Eastern countries, ideologies, between the communists and the Democrats, quote-unquote. There is no contradiction at the moment in the States. There is no Republicans against them. What kind of civil war could that be? I think this is an empty phrase.
No. The war is between the New World Order people, the mask people, and the people... And the no-maskers, the people that want to keep the United States American. That's it. There's no left-right anymore. It's who wants to join the New World Order and who wants to stay behind. That's what it is everywhere. Everywhere in the
world. Yeah. I understand now a little bit. I'm not so sure this could carry, you know, in order to take guns and start killing people, there must be a very important reason, at least, you know. And I don't see that. I don't see the contradiction which would allow such a thing. But maybe what you said earlier, that America is going to be integrated into Canada, that could be a reason, you know, in order to resist this plan, but I don't see a civil war, to be honest. I don't hear you, maybe you are offline?
There will be a civil war per se, because in the sense that the force in presence are too vaguely different in numbers. I mean, the people that want to join the system as it will be in the future, they are too numerous, and if they ever wanted to have a war with the opposite people, maybe they represent 10 or 5% of the population. So that wouldn't be really a war. It would be an elimination, rather.
Yeah.
A war is when the two parties have a chance to win.
Did I come through at all?
Yes, now you come through again.
I think I got cut off.
Those interested... Yes, you cut off earlier. Did you say something? There is at this moment...
Okay, Gaia tells me that if you get two terms according to the 22nd Amendment, you can't come back. Okay, well, there you go. You can't come back.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Gaia,
you cannot play a Putin on us. It is put someone in place and then come
Putin,
back. And,
Putin is an outsider.
Okay. By the way, I was just about to post it. I heard this on the No Agenda show.
Yeah.
There is a... If you look at the Biden logo, the Harris-Biden logo or the Biden-Harris logo, the E is three bars. Three bars. Do you know what that is? Someone... They referenced... Okay. Well, someone on the No Agenda show said the three bars represent the three red banners. Do you know what that is? The three red banners is an ideological slogan in the late 1950s, which called on the Chinese people to build a socialist state.
No.
The three red banners, also called the three red flags, consisted of a general line for socialist construction, the Great Leap Forward, and the People's Commune. So someone is saying, why would he have those graphical bars to represent part of his name? So that's where they think it might come from. And the way he's been talking in the last 2 weeks, he's fully signed on to the New World Order, the new fascistic communistic system.
I didn't know that. Do you have any image of the 50s stuff with the three banners?
No, I didn't get a chance to post it because I've been busy talking to you. So just look up three red banners. Chinese communists. That was how they got the communist thing going in China in the 50s.
Yes, but in the end, I don't think that... For one, I don't think that voting has any power, but in the narrative sense of the issue, the thing is that if you get someone, as in Trump, that is trying to polarizing things in one side, the opposition has no choice but to do the same thing on the other side. You know what I mean? You won't win against someone that is extremist by trying to play the center. It's stupid. You get to try to ponder to the exact opposition and supposedly that should be enough. But I don't think that Biden is going to be put in place. I think that the system will continue with the Trump character.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. That's the way that people expect it to be. And that's probably what will happen. I think all the fear about what will happen is not going to happen. But, on the other hand, I think Marcus is the one that was saying, what a crazy system if Biden did get in against all real, what most people sense that he has no chance. And how could he get in that situation? Faye, we're getting a lot of noise, I think, from you, Faye. Missam, a lot of noise is coming from your mic. Am I coming through?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. So much noise is coming from your end. Can you put a real mic on?
I don't have a real mic. It's only the laptop mic. But I left the room, sorry. I had to go, you know, for a little
journey. I think you got to go on push to talk. You got to go on push to talk. You got too much noise.
Okay, I will rejoin.
Oh, you gotta go and push the talk.
It's better now?
Go and push the talk. No, you gotta go and push the talk. Your mic is open all the time.
You're listening to another hour of Psychologist Audio Chat on Psychologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Yeah, you had a lot of background noise, Faye. Way too much. Miss them.
Yes, sometimes push-to-talk is the best option, but it's rather complicated to use when you want to do something else while you are talking.
Well, yeah, you can.
Is it better now?
I agree.
Is it better now?
Yeah, push-to-talk is fantastic.
I am now push-to-talk.
Yeah. Let me remind everyone who wants to use the audio chat, speaker mics yelling into your laptop or onto your speakerphone, it doesn't work because our audio feeds back into your mic from your speaker. It just doesn't work. You gotta have a real headset. That's the way to go. You can buy a headset for $20, plug into your laptop. The microphone is fantastic for even $20.
Yes, and I gave up on Bluetooth. Everything with a wire, as much as possible.
Yes, I agree. Wire is usually better. But the problem is, can you get a wired headset for your phone that has a good mic and not one that's just stuck on the wire?
That's what I am using right now. And as far as I know, I'm coming through correctly, so... I did buy a Samsung headset that is wired to my cell phone. And the thing get to keep in mind that the mic has to be close to my mouth, if possible.
Well, is the mic on the wire, though? Is it on the wire that goes to the... Yeah, that's the only problem. Yeah, it does work when you hold it up there, but if you had a wired mic that had a boom mic on it, where the mic was in front of your mouth, I don't think they exist.
Can you hear me now?
Not those type.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? I am now using my headset. Does it come back a good through, or do I have noises again?
Well, it seems okay.
Okay. Sorry for the noises. I didn't know that.
It's alright.
So, I missed the continuation of this discussion. So, Benoit, you were saying that you think also there could be a civil war in the States?
Not really a civil war, but the losing party will, of course, try to stage some kind of trouble. That those trouble will take hold or continue for a long period of time, I cannot say. But it is certain that the losing party... Even if they have agreed that they are going to lose and they know the dynamic and the end game, they, at least for the public opinion, have to stage some kind of trouble.
Well, honestly, look, they've been talking about Trump not wanting to leave office for the last year. So that's part of the narrative. My question is, and I always thought this, there's just no way that the other guy is going to get in. I thought, why does Trump have to worry about leaving office? Because I still believe that most people support him. So I never understood why they're pushing that. So if you look at the rallies, you look at the media, if you believe the media, he's got 10-to-1 number of people showing up at his rallies. And nobody, and I mean no one, is coming for the other two people. And so by all visual look, he should win. Based on that alone, if the crowds were equal, then maybe you could say, oh, it's a toss-up. But if he looks like he's going to win 10-to-1 based on the rallies, then what's the issue? Why would they be building up a narrative that he won't leave if he loses? Because he's not going to lose. Now, if they bring the other donut in, and against everyone's perception that, no, there's no way that he won, then the narrative fits. And then it makes sense that they've been spinning this for a year. And then it makes sense that, yeah, how could the guy not have won? And if they make it so ridiculous that Biden wins, and I'm not talking about a tight race, I'm talking about... say an avalanche the other way, then you could say, wow, there's something really rotten in Denmark here. And then the narrative would make sense. And I think that's sort of what Marcus was saying last week. He said, oh, Biden is going to win and then there's going to be trouble because of that idea.
Question also is that is the probability that one of those guys died during his tenure as president is rather high, from my understanding. Those guys are not in good health, and they are rather old.
I think Trump is in good shape. The other guy, no. But Trump is, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and we're told that he's a germaphobe. And He certainly looks like he could go at least 4 more years. The other guy, not so much.
Mm-hmm. What about the possibility that Trump wins, but the others do not accept it? Which is the New World Order. The others is the New World Order, the Democrats, let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't think that narrative is not being pushed.
Yeah, that's interesting that it is not being pushed, because that could be a possible narrative. They usually do not push the narratives that are true.
Maybe.
What could happen if Trump, there is a story or discussion about legal procedures and delaying of the results in order to avoid the taking of the presidency by Trump. Is that possible?
Well, he already has the presidency. He is the president.
He's
the president until January 20th, no matter what.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so if you allow me to kind of switch the discussion to something that is more related to where I'm living.
Okay.
The new measure for the city of Geneva, for the region of Geneva, the canton de Genève, are not out. So I will read a bit from it. Yes,
this
is new. It's from today. It was just out.
This is hot news.
Exactly.
We call that hot off the presses, even though they don't have presses anymore. Go ahead.
You got a link,
Benoit?
Yes, I got a link. Just give me a minute. Okay.
Yeah,
give me
sure.
Document. The thing is that it's in French.
Ah, okay. Never mind.
That's good. That's
I
good
can
for
read
you.
French. Yeah.
So
he's going to traduire. Traduire.
Exactly. I'm just sending her the link. And I'm
No. Live stream show notes. For the others also, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
You.
So the PDF is there. What a cheesy website for such a big city government. It's very sad in this day and age. So what do we have here from the 1st of November? Considering the federal law against for fighting transmissible disease to man, blah, 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 blah. Control, blah, blah, blah. So there are no bars, no nothing that is not an essential business is to be open anymore.
Right. Till when?
That's why I'm about to see.
Probably December, because that's the lockstep. That's what everyone else is doing. So you probably got November off. Have a nice November, and the weather's pretty bad usually in November.
Yeah, but that's because November.
Okay, so if you allow me to give you the timeline. The timeline is that the measures are to start the 2 of November 2020 at 7 p.m.
Yeah, what's that? What does it mean? Why not today?
I don't know, but it is supposed to be continuing until the 29th of November 2020 at midnight. And they can be prolongated if need be.
So, you know, that is the coordination that I spoke about. Portugal, Germany, United Kingdom, and Greece, and now Geneva
Why not all of Switzerland?
Geneva is bordering France, and many people that are living in France are crossing the border every day to came here and work.
So
it's a very specific situation.
But why doesn't Switzerland just make a... Does the Switzerland
because
ever make a blanket announcement, or you don't have a strong federation there?
No,
we got that, but the thing is that the prerogative for those type of measures are left for the states, if you want, which are called cantons in Switzerland.
Yes. Okay, I will explain that because it has an importance, at least for those in Switzerland and Europe. Switzerland has a central government, the Bund. And it has local state governments, the cantons. Between March and May, in the first lockdown of the corona hoax, the authority was at the central government because they declared it a national emergency. The national emergency was lifted after the first lockdown, and they avoided to declare it again in this period. So the authority to declare measures is at the cantons at the moment. There is no national emergency in Switzerland at the moment.
That
has an importance because it makes it easier for the local authorities to react. It is a practical effect that it has, but it is also a political meaning because the central government rejected to take the responsibility in order to keep the democratic procedures in the country. That means something, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Benoit.
Yes, so I was reading, while you were speaking, I was reading through what is supposed to be closed. So everything is supposed to be closed. It's the same as it was in March. Hairdressers and everything. Nothing will be allowed to be open.
No.
The specificity of the
language.
No, I get my way to get haircuts, even if that's closed. No problem there. For me, that measure, it means absolutely nothing.
It's worse for women.
But one of the part of the measure that is of interest, I think, is that the shops that are offering something else in their assortment than food and common necessity goods, they have to move it out of the shop. So even if a shop is selling food and clothes, they have to remove the clothes from their
the shop. They did that. That's in Wales too, but I guess it's everywhere.
No toys. They won't sell any toys. That's terrible. Fortunately, my daughter is a bit old for toys, but it's her birthday in 2 weeks, so that would have been terrible for me.
You know what would really hurt the youth? If they turned off all the online video games. That would teach them.
Yes.
If they blocked all the video game servers.
But they cannot. They can.
Why not?
They can for many users, but they cannot for all users, because you just have to have the program, and in the end, you can find a way to bypass any type of restriction and play on a private server.
Oh, I agree with you there, but aren't most games networked now to a central server?
Most, but many of them you can install on your device without having any type of internet access.
Yeah, I agree with that, but that's not how... I don't know. I don't know what the youth are doing, because I'm not one of them, but... Don't most of them play in a networked environment? Isn't that where the fun is, where you can bash someone over the head somewhere on the internet, that kind of thing? Yeah.
Yes, but for someone using a computer, there is a possibility, I think. For someone using a PS4 or an Xbox, it's another issue.
Okay, well that would be a real lockstep if they could. Then the youth would get mad, because that's where they all are anyway. They're all playing on their bloody video games at home. This isn't really hurting them in the way. They don't really feel it, but man, if they, that's like the drug of choice for the youth, video games. And I talked to somebody who was 24 years old, and I asked her, what do you do for fun? And it wasn't her boyfriend, it was video games. I said to her, at what point do you grow up and stop playing games? And it doesn't seem like there is a point.
No.
What point does a young woman want to have a family or children or anything meaningful? They're playing games in their 20s. Crazy.
Yes, but it's difficult to upgrade your kids. A video game character, it's pretty easy. It's in a matter of hours. Upgrade your kids, it takes a lot of effort.
So I should call Klaus Schwab and tell him to turn all the video games... shut all the video game servers down. What do you think? See, I would support that. That would get the youth out in the streets.
That's not what they want. So,
how do we get the youth off the couch and into the streets? That's how you do it. Shut down all the PlayStation. I don't know if you were, if you're young enough, Benoit, but back when they had fake satellite TV, you needed to get a chip or a card, a decoder card, to unscramble the signal. All it was a key to descramble the signal. And people used to pay lots of money to get these cards illegally.
Yes. And you had as many channels as possible from 10,000 people in the world. It was just insane.
Now, what, I never had that, because I never watched TV or satellite TV. I was already off TV for that much. Anyway, apparently they could send a signal down to literally melt the card. They could physically, I don't know how they did it, they built it in so they could fry the card right in the machine. So you could get the card physically reprogrammed, but if they actually physically fried the card where they melted the circuit, they must have had some kind of code where they could crank up the electricity, then you'd have to go buy a new card. Physically, you would have to buy a new card. You couldn't just reprogram the card. I guess it was just a memory card or an EEPROM or something. But anyway.
The one that I saw were like a credit card with a chip in them.
Right.
And you inserted them some kind of decoder. And if you knew the right guy, you pay a certain fee, a big fee for the card itself, and it was working for as long as possible. And if the card ever stopped working, you had to call the guy and he brought you a new one.
Right. Right, it was easier for him to just reprogram another card than to take your card and reprogram. It was more efficient. But I'm wondering if they have the same thing in these gaming devices where they could literally melt the cards in the machine
just to
destroy them.
But one way that you can mess with any type of video game console user is by messing their save. I think that there is probably the possibility to remove any saved file on a gaming console that is connected to the internet. So if you just remove any saved file for a player, I don't know if that person will start the game again and play the 100 hours that they already played to
I
think
that's
it.
Yeah. Wipe out their profile, yeah. There's no doubt that Bill Gates has made sure there's a back door in the video game. So yeah, for sure he could do that. For sure.
Yes.
Well,
just cut the access to the PlayStation Network, like it did happen
at the time where that
silly movie about Kim Jong-un was out, the interview. At that time, for I think 2 or 3 weeks, the Sony PlayStation Network was offline.
That's my point. They gotta get the youth out on the street. Shut off the video games. Get the youth mad. Get them bat breaking windows. But maybe you're right.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Shout out to the girls who last donated. Purple Play, more than a gal.
Just donated.
Well, she changed her name. She's more than a gal now.
Okay.
And she's actually a moderator.
Yes, she is. Like I said, the more the merrier.
Yeah, thanks for helping her.
So the measures are out, and there is not that much surprise there. But at least this is not a curfew or any type of stupidity like that. It's just some soft measure, and it's not that bad. It was already, I mean, everything was closed at 11 p.m., so it makes absolutely no sense already. So November is off for us, and we are trying to save Christmas, too. Good news.
Well, Christmas is definitely off the shelf.
Yes. Everyone will be getting presents online from packages that came from Amazon and all that. That will be about it.
Yeah, Christmas is definitely canceled.
You know, about Amazon, do you guys order things via Amazon at the moment?
No, I never did. I can say that I never did.
Okay, I sometimes did in the past, but now I don't want anymore. Because this guy has become now the number one richest person on the planet because of the shutdown of all the shops.
Well, I hope you don't believe that.
No, I think it's true, you know, because you have no other possibility to buy, let's say, trousers. You have to order it online.
I hope you don't believe that. I hope you don't believe that figurehead.
No, the figurehead. No, the figurehead is the Bank of London. Amazon is in London.
It's the oligarchs, the same people that got all the money.
Exactly, and it's, by the way, the same old people that own Alibaba. That's not something, you know, it's not an opposition between Amazon and Alibaba in the online shopping.
Well, there's no Alibaba in North America, but I guess you could get it, but
it
I don't use Alibaba.
It runs over a different name. It is situated in California, in Los Angeles somewhere. Oh. Yes, and it is called, it's affiliated, and it has a different brand. What's the name again? I think it is Wish.
Oh, right, Wish.
Wish is Alibaba and Amazon is Alibaba and Wish. It's all the same. It's all centralized, and it's in the city of London. But the money is, of course, not there. The money is offshore. They don't pay taxes anywhere. It's really ridiculous. So I think this is the third option that we should discuss. The option that some power from the people will be able to tax the rich in this next period of digitalization and loss of job places and loss of income and loss of whatever, that would be actually the more correct evolution of this whole stuff. To tax the rich, to tax the international capital, to tax the offshore countries, to keep the resources for the societies and for the education and infrastructure, etc. Actually, what Trump is saying, hello, I'm speaking like a Trumpist. So nobody sees this possibility that the rich will be taxed. There has to be a redistribution of wealth. It's not possible that 100 people own the planet. You cannot think that this is a perspective. It doesn't work. It won't work. Even with blockchain, it won't work. It's impossible. You cannot have, for example, in Germany now you have 800,000 small and medium businesses that are going to declare bankruptcy. They were delayed because they had to till 1st November, but then the government said, okay, we are going to let the date be in 1st January 21. And on 1st January 21, 800,000 small and medium enterprises are going to declare bankruptcy. You know, some things sound intelligent theoretically, but practically it is not possible to keep this system alive. Even if you have blockchain, digital euro, digital dollar, whatever, you need to have something that is reinstating the social life. And this means work. People want to work. They want education for the children. They want food, and they want entertainment. You cannot just keep them with Netflix. This won't work.
It can work for a long period of time, I think.
Yeah, okay, guys. So I think, we have to wait until the 3rd of November to see. I just read an article on Swiss Info that two Swiss studies have come to the result that Trump is winning the election. And because the Swiss media are also controlled by the NVO, the article has the subtitle, we are now explaining why. Why did they come to this conclusion that Trump is going to win the election? Okay, I will leave now. We will see each other in the evening, I guess, at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. See you there.
Can you ask
which time is it in Switzerland?
It's 10, isn't it, Benoit?
4 o'clock?
Plus 6.
Yes. Okay.
Up, you didn't come through. What did you say?
I said, tell Marcus to come to Discord.
I have done this already.
Yes, he was just the other day. He was in the lobby for a short minute. He didn't say anything, though, but he was there, so.
Well, so he knows how to use it. There's nothing wrong with Discord.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what the reasons are. He doesn't like it, but we can also do a different platform. I don't care. But you have to tell me in time, because maybe I have to install it something. I don't have other platforms on my laptop. Okay, bye-bye. See you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye. The lovely face that I have the pleasure to meet once in Bern, Switzerland.
Yeah, she's a nice lady, huh?
Yes. She's very intelligent. She's very gracious, polite, well-spoken. What could I say more about her?
Everything you want in a woman.
Kind of.
Yeah, you can't have everything, and they can't have everything either, can they?
Yes, exactly. But it's great that she's living not that far from me and that I have the possibility to meet her sometimes.
Hey, if then you need to talk to it's local.
Yes, like I said, with the bike, it's about less than 3 hours from me, so it's not that much.
Okay, Benoit, I gotta go too, so we'll see you later.
Yes. Have a nice continuation of your Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
That's all, folks.